Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Yo, what's up? Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up?
Yeah, we hope everybody's well-rested and ready for all the celebrity news that we got for you. Now, Gary is out, but no worries. We got you covered. And out in L.A., we got Heidi, Frank, and Chewy Martinez. Great to see y'all all, man. Now, later, Dancing with the Stars hasn't even premiered, and someone is already on the sick and shut-in list.
Oh, no.
Plus, Brad Pitt and Ellen DeGeneres have an ex in common. But first, what you got, Heidi?
Well, she did the crime, and now she's doing the time. I'm talking about Felicity Huffman. Now, she was charged on Friday. She was sentenced to jail in that whole college admissions scandal. She got sentenced to 14 days in prison, fined $30,000 in order to do 250 hours of community service. And she's going to be on probation for a year. Okay.
So
there's a lot. I know. Wow. We're all going community service and probation for a year. Are we old on that, right? Now, allegedly, Felicity is going to serve her sentence in a federal correction institution in Dublin, California, which they're calling a pretty cushy prison.
Right.
Check this out. This is what she's going to be able to do while she's in prison.
Oh, Lord.
She can tan on the weekends.
What?
Girl doesn't love to do that. Inmates can watch movies twice a day, play board games, and work out. There's no maid service there. She will have to make her bed every single day before she can partake in all these luxuries.
Wow.
Make her bed? How dare they in jail?
How can I sign up for this prison?
This just sounds times. Like,
okay.
Oh, you can go tanning, you can play board games, and you can lift weights. That's every prison.
See, if they had this option for a lot of for regular folks, then a lot of people would just do stuff just to go to prison and not pay rent.
Right, and then you get, that's what I think, like, I don't want to go to prison, but I feel like you get hot in prison, like, because you're not eating the crap, you're not drinking alcohol, probably.
You're lifting weights.
Tan.
But it's not like she murdered anybody, she paid to get her kid into college, big deal, so two weeks.
Yeah, I thought I saw a black lady who she used the address, you know how your mom used
you
to
did.
Use, my mom yes. didn't do it, but used a different address to get you into a better school.
Yeah,
she actually got almost, I want to say, 6 years in prison.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the more money you have to pay for things and pay people off, the more of a smack on the wrist you get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you can afford the great lawyer and afford to pay a $30,000 fine, they give you a smack on the wrist.
Well, the Sopranos been doing it. They be in there making spaghetti and everything else. They be living
slicing
a good life.
Slicing garlic very thin.
Hell yeah.
She'll be
stepping
fine.
It up with fresh veggies.
Okay.
Now, Brad Pitt's long been considered one of Hollywood's sexiest men alive. He can probably get any woman he's ever wanted to get. But he recently sat down with his old gal pal, Ellen DeGeneres, and he might not be quite the ladies' man that we thought he was.
Oh.
Watch the clip.
We're back with Brad Pitt, superfan.
Superfan. Since the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, we met. Do you remember where we met?
I remember a Melissa Etheridge pool party where I think you were hitting on my girlfriend.
Was I hitting on your girlfriend, really?
I think so.
Oh.
I was flattered.
All right. I actually since then have dated another one of your girlfriends. We'll talk about that later.
After the show.
Hang on. Okay, there's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Uh-huh.
There's Jennifer Aniston.
Angelina Jolie.
I can totally see Angelina Jolie.
Who could it be?
I don't know, but she's a lucky lady.
I would maybe say Robin Givens for the long shot.
Robin Givens, that's true.
I mean, it's not likely.
They dated? They dated?
Yeah, they dated. No. Oh, yeah. He went for the chocolate. Yeah.
Well, no. The story was Mike Tyson went to the house and Brad Pitt was leaving as he was arriving.
No way.
Oh, she was lit. I need my teacup.
How did I know that?
I just sent my teacup.
Wow. And my teacup was, hey, Brad Pitt, you want to talk about Fight Club or are we not going to talk about Fight Club?
So do you think Ellen...
That's a great Mike
Tyson. Do you think
Tyson.
Ellen has the kind of game that Brad has? I mean,
Skills? Have something. I mean, who would be brave enough at a party? Like, none of the men are gonna walk up to Brad Pitt's girl. So she must got something going on.
Oh, I'm sure. Ellen probably hit her with a bowling ball grip and just like didn't let go.
Wow. No.
Yes, Heidi. Do you think you could take my wife?
Do you think I could take your wife?
I'm asking you. Could you take my wife?
Could you flirt with her at a party, please?
I put my wife on the curb every weekend and nobody takes her. They always take the smelly couch and leave her behind.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
All right, y'all. So this weekend was the Creative Arts Emmy Awards, and there were some shockers and surprise announcements. Okay, so no shock to anyone was Game of Thrones bringing home 10 Creative Arts Emmys for its final season. Now, the shockers, here we go. James Corden better be careful he doesn't get stung by the beehive because his carpool karaoke special with Paul McCartney beat out Beyonce's Homecoming for Best Variety Special. And Rachel Bloom, star and co-creator of the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, won an Emmy for Best Original Music and Lyrics. Now, after her win, she posted this video and caption, "We won an Emmy! Also, by the way, I'm pregnant." And Felicia Rashad, who, after 40 years of acting, has never won an Emmy Award.
That's crazy to me. She was
nominated for Best Actress in a Drama Series for This Is Us, and she was beat by Cherry Jones from Handmaid's Tale. And after her win, Cherry said she thought it was absurd that Felicia didn't win the category.
They give her your award, then.
Okay, let her have yours.
Didn't Ving Rhames do that one year? Jack Lemmon, he gave it to Jack Lemmon. Ving Rhames won. Maybe an Oscar even.
Yeah. Oh, is their name on these things? They would have to get the name changed.
No, they don't.
They engraved it.
You can give it to me with your name on it, as long as you give it to me.
I don't give a damn. All right, y'all, now moving on. One of the most recognizable names for the new season of Dancing with the Stars, model Christie Brinkley, just broke away. And that's completely, well, pun intended, from the 28th season of the show that's premiering tonight. But have no fear. Her daughter, who's 21 years old, is going to step in. She goes by the name of Sports Illustrated model Sailor Brinkley. Sailor Brinkley, cook if you're nasty.
She's beautiful.
Now, unfortunately, her mom, Christy, who is 65 years old, suffered injuries during rehearsals that required surgery to her wrist and arm. So now Sailor's going to float in to cover for her mom.
She looks amazing.
She looks beautiful.
Now, Christy said show business is all about getting a break, and Sailor and I both got one on Dancing with the Stars this season. Sailor joined the cast when I got mine. Ouch, somebody stop me. It hurts to laugh.
She must have really heard it.
It would be so dope if she came, like, you know, like underdog style and just completely murdered everybody in the competition. She didn't have as much time to practice as her mom did.
Yeah, man. It's
not like you think... People with kids, do you think that if you, Frank, Headcrack, if you, and Portia, well, PJ's too young, but if you had to call out sick for Dish Nation, that your kid could step in and do a fine job?
I think PJ could take Portia's game. So I'd love to see the baby on the show.
Let's ask PJ. I got the picture.
You see my son and your kid.
That's what you'd see over here. Hey, Craig, then your son should come up here because y'all are twins. Who would even know?
The crazy thing is, like, my oldest would probably do a great job, but it's my 4-year-old who actually wants to come on and do the show.
Really?
Like, he's asked me all the time, like, Dad, cute. take me to work. And I'm like, nah, get out of here, kid.
We should bring your kids on the show. Yeah, Frank, you have your daughter come, you have your son.
Oh my God, kids, so cute. Baby Nation.
And I'll bring my dog.
Dish Nation Juniors.
Right?
It's like the Kids Bop version of Dish Nation.
Okay, well, coming up, we got a couple of smash alerts going down. That's right. You don't want to miss the steamy hot tea. Come right back after the break. Dish Nation.
Yo, what's up? It's your man, Hey Crack, and let's talk fashion.
Now, you know there cannot be a conversation, honey, about fashion without me included.
Well, Gary, listen up. There's this really ill-side company called Stance. Stance brought creativity, design, and quality to what was once a boring accessory. I dig Stance because it allows me to be fly on the low.
I noticed that you've been more fashionable than normal.
Yup, because of Stan's, I have these ill Pulp Fiction socks, and because of a music lover, I can rep my favorite artist too. But here's my favorite thing about Stan's. They send socks to deployed military around the world. How cool is that?
Oh, that's very cool. So how can I order my pair?
Stan's has a great offer for all our listeners. If you go to stan's.com/dish, you'll get a free pair of socks with purchase. STANCE.com/dish to get your free pair of socks. This is a limited time offer, so take advantage today and go to stan's.com/dish. If they're not Stan's, they just socks. Go to stan's.com/dish.
Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
So you know cuffing season is creeping around the corner, so be prepared for a bunch of,
smash alerts.
Now, looks like getting rejected on The Bachelorette is really working for some of the men to find love with celebrities outside the show.
Oh.
First, it was Modern Family star Sarah Hyland who found love with Bachelorette contestant Wells Adams. Then Gigi Hadid took Tyler Cameron from The Bachelorette. And now Demi Lovato is using the show to find love.
Ooh,
right on the street. She and Bachelorette star Mike Johnson are hooking up.
Ooh.
Honey, a source told reporters they did go on a date and it's been going well. They seem to have a lot in common and they're just enjoying each other.
You know, I'm not mad at it because normally with men, they don't know what they want, right?
Right.
But these men, if they have gone onto The Bachelorette, one thing about it, they know they want to find a girlfriend.
Right. In Gary's honor,
he does have Gary's smile.
No, he almost looked like he's part of the sorority.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Did you see the show?
I didn't get glitter gang vibes from him.
You didn't?
No.
I didn't
watch like full episodes. I just like watched a little part where they dismissed
right.
the person.
Okay.
And he didn't look like his feelings were hurt or
right.
anything. Like he's like a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, his
good.
Eyebrows are absolutely perfect, but still, some guys
absolutely
like man grooming.
Now, some metrosexuals out there still like, you know, doing the whole like
head crack ain't with it. Look at his brows.
These joints have never seen a tweezer ever.
Well, Brett, you might be right about everybody hooking up.
Uh-oh.
Because I have another smash alert. That's right. Actress Zoe Deschanel from the TV show New Girl has a new man, and guess who it is?
Somebody from The Bachelor?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott.
Oh, I love them. They get
yes.
to the bag on that show.
Indeed. Now, the smash news came 1 week after she was spotted walking hand in hand with her new bae, Jonathan, and her announcement that she has split with her husband. So, this is the rebound guy.
Yo, these dudes is popping. You know, they're on every TV network. They get into the bag. You always see them on, like, whatever network that is, like, you know, hustling them houses. And he's smart.
Yeah.
And, like,
he's smart.
Women like smart dudes who know how to, like, make money out of a little bit of money.
And she's a pretty girl, and she's been real hush-hush with her marriage, so I think that she's going to keep this relationship
she was married.
On the line. I mean, either.
Girl.
She's been hush-hush with her whole life. I haven't seen her since the new girl went off
good.
The air.
That's a good thing. You keep your stuff on the low, off the radar.
That's
so
right.
people can't get all in your business.
And the ill thing about Zooey Deschanel, like, when she takes her bangs off, like, you don't even know who she is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, her bangs is, like, her whole personality.
Then when she take them off, it's a weave.
No, like, when, you know, when she flip them back, like,
okay.
All of a sudden, you're like, who are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The bangs is the charm.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Who Won the Weekend?
know if y'all got a chance to see Jennifer Lopez's new movie, Hustlers, but she has deserved the whole weekend on the strength of that movie. It racked up a stellar $33.2 million this opening weekend, making it the best opening ever for the movie company STX.
Wow.
And it's one of the biggest openings of J-Lo's career. And people are talking Oscar.
That's awesome.
It takes a little adventurous, but, you know.
I'm glad to hear that it's a good movie.
Right.
And I'm going to have to catch it this
week. I'm going to see it, too. And shout out to J-Lo for putting on all the females. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
From Cardi B to Kiki Palmer to Lizzo. Like, I saw on Michael Strahan, the show that Kiki Palmer's on with him now. J-Lo was on there getting interviewed, and it was a great interview. Like, Kiki Palmer sang for her. J-Lo was so down to earth. They talked about working with each other. It was, like, a great chemistry. Like, I'm mad y'all left me out, though. You could have used a legend on that thing. A legendary.
You
showed
those cakes?
You know what
I'm
saying?
Those cakes off?
I might have showed a cake or two.
Oh, dang it. We missed that.
Yo, because Lizzo in the movie showed off a whole triple layer cake.
If my girl Lizzo can show her cakes, I can show mine, okay?
Well, she done inspired you.
I got some Swiss rolls over here, and I'm ready, okay?
Star Crunch. Potato biscuits.
Star Crunch. All right, y'all. Up next, find out what celebrity judge had her social media account hacked for the second time. Stay tuned for more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all?
Well, the Masked Singer judge Nicole Scherzinger just experienced her second Instagram hack attack of the year. Damn, that's two times. A troll got into her account and posted a Photoshop image of a naked woman with Nicole's head on the child on the body and promised to reveal a sex tape on her page.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Uh-uh, head crack. Don't do that.
She probably got a lot of followers, though.
I'm just saying.
Also, the hacker shared the post on her Instagram stories with a link. Unfortunately, both posts stayed on the singer's account for 20 whole minutes. And word on the street is that Nicole was resting following her appearance at the Creative Arts Emmys while all of this took place. Can you imagine, Portia, waking up in the morning and this is the first thing you see?
Well, is it going to be that body they put my face on? It looks real, though. That's what's crazy about
like,
it.
People are doing these things called deep fakes.
Yeah.
Like, not only are they doctoring pictures, they're doctoring whole videos and making it look like it's really the person in the video.
This is, like, the second time she's been hacked. Like, what can you do to protect that? Just get off of Instagram? Or
she needs to change her password from Don'tcha to something else.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Moving on. It's time for... What the fashion? Now, we don't have our resident fashionista Gary today, but it's all good because I'm going to hold it down for my boo.
Okay?
First up, you guys, we have the mother of all catwalks, Naomi Campbell,
uh-oh,
baby. She's turning heads this year at London's Fashion Week while making a deadly entrance into her fashion show for Relief After Party. Look at this look, y'all.
A deadly?
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know what she looked like? She shot and she about to pass out.
Oh. What does it symbolize to be shot like that?
I don't know. Is that the Angela Valdez dress from Power?
Okay, well, moving on, we have Good Place actress Jamila Jamil serving frozen green peas realness on the red carpet, y'all, after having extensive dental surgery. Take a look at this photo.
What is going on? Just don't go, girl.
Now, the real statement would have been if she had on Naomi Campbell's dress and those peas.
Oh, really? You're just going to wear the peas the whole night like this on your face?
I guess, if I heard that.
Because she had put them in another, like, sparkly bag. That's what Mariah Carey would have done.
I would put that bag down and let it hurt tell people, hey, my jaw's a little swollen because I just got my teeth worked on or whatever, had surgery. Mm-mm. Not a bag of green peas. About they make ice packs that would look more... I don't know.
She should stay home. Your agent, somebody should have been able to explain that for you. I've used less reasons and got off work. So,
like, what was the best excuse you used to get off?
She's sick.
I have a built-in one now, PJ. PJ didn't want me to go to work today.
She wouldn't earn less.
She wasn't feeling well.
Couldn't put it down.
All right, y'all, make sure y'all tune in to Dish Nation tomorrow because we're going to have our interview with the guy that broke all the records this summer with Old Town Road. Yes, Lil Nas X is going to be on the show, but don't go anywhere yet because Heidi Frank and Chewy got one more story on deck. All right? Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's very exciting, and this story is crazy. Now, over the weekend, there was an 18-karat gold toilet.
What?
Yes, toilet.
What?
It was part of an art exhibit, and it was stolen this weekend in England. It was taken from a place called Blenheim Palace, which is where Winston Churchill was born.
Whoa!
Yeah. Now, it doesn't sound like that big a deal. Maybe it's like, okay, a toilet got stolen. Well, it's a big deal because, number one, it was actually hooked up to plumbing.
And number two...
So they pulled it off the wall, which means it was just flooding. So there was a ton of water damage. Now, there are conflicting reports, but this toilet is valued at anywhere from $1.25 million to $6 million.
That's quite a conflict right there. That's a pretty big difference.
It's a big window, yeah. A 66-year-old man was arrested, but the costly commode has not been found.
I've never seen one at Home Depot before.
No, so I think that's more of a Lowe's item.
Okay,
it is higher end.
Lowe's?
Yeah. Actually, Heidi, the name of the exhibit was America, and it was of the golden toilet. Yeah, I swear to God.
Whoa!
So maybe it was in protest that a Yank went over there and just yanked it off the wall and said, I'm out.
One guy couldn't have done that. Like, if you hold a gold, I mean, something that's not even that big.
If you ever held a golden brick, you've never held a brick of gold. Look at that. When you're holding gold bricks, they're quite heavy.
Do you think the guy melted it down and made like a grill or like a some teeth?
Well, he's 66 years old.
Oh, teeth.
Teeth?
Oh,
Teeth. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.